Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Creature Feature, production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host of Mini Parasites, Katie Golden. I studied psychology and evolutionary biology and... wait, what's that? Do you hear that? Oh my god, it's a birdisode! An episode dedicated entirely to birds! Today we're talking thirsty birds. These avians are some regular Fabians. Wait, how do you pronounce Fabian? Fabian?
I don't know. Fabian.
Fabian.
What do you mean? Like Fabio? Like the romance novel guy?
Yeah, is it Fabio?
It's Fabio.
I'm gonna change it to Fabio. I don't know what Fabian... what. These avians are some regular Fabios wooing the ladies with spectacular displays of romance. Why do birds dance? Why do some birds do the moonwalk? What's the weirdest mating call? And can you walk on water if you love someone enough? Discover this and more as we answer the age-old question, which lucky single bird will my guest choose on The Mating Game? So, birds are a unique class of animal. They're thirsty as heck. They go through intense, incredible, intricate mating rituals to impress their prospective partners. They will perform complex song and dance routines all in the name of catching some birdie's eye. And they'll wear gaudy outfits of brilliant feathers, inflatable gular pouches, and dangling wattles. So, why do birds engage in such complicated courtship displays? The simple answer is that it's a test of fitness. Birds must invest a lot of time, effort, and energy into laying eggs, sitting on them, and feeding their chicks, so finding the fittest or most faithful partner is important. But this simple explanation becomes more muddied when you factor in some of the more complex effects of sexual selection. Sexual selection is the process by which evolution shapes animals based on their ability to find and impress a mate enough to pass on their genes. So what can happen with sexual selection is exaggerated, runaway traits that may have nothing to do with actual physical fitness, but purely appeal to the female bird's sense of beauty. Take, for instance, a long fancy tail, like those found on Birds of Paradise or the Great Argus. These tails may have nothing to do with physical fitness and may in fact handicap the bird's ability to fly or maneuver. But at some point, females found this long, exaggerated tail attractive. Maybe a slightly longer tail originally indicated fitness, but females were so into it, the tail got longer and longer and more extravagant. This is a theory put forth by the book The Evolution of Beauty by Richard Prum, which suggests that birds became so fancy because, well, female birds thought it looked great and they were super into it. As we discuss bird courtship displays, it will become clear that many of these rituals go beyond simple utility and into pure bird high fashion. Joining me today to talk about these thirsty birds is comedian and bird lover, not like a bird who's a lover or a lover of a bird, but a human who appreciates birds, Kimmy Paporia.
Yes, hello. I could be the other two types of bird lover as
you,
well.
You will be eventually
okay.
In this podcast.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
I do love a birdisode, so thanks for bringing me.
I knew I had to have you on because we talked about this and you were really excited about talking about bird dances.
Yeah.
And birds, they get crazy when they get into the mating rituals. They
yes.
get a little funky. They go crazy. They go all out. They
I
go
know.
All the bells and whistles.
It's too many steps, a lot of them. I mean, I said this last time, but it's just too much work, right?
It's very extra.
Yeah, extra.
It's like a guy showing up on the first date with like, one guy tried to hit on me once by doing magic tricks, and he just like pulled out like a straight up magic kit from his pockets and was like bits of rope and cards and stuff.
Yeah, that is the closest you'll get to a bird mating ritual.
Exactly.
Somebody doing at least three magic tricks to
right.
impress you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was at a dog park. What a place of romance.
That's amazing that he just had his thing of magic tricks.
He carries it around in his pockets.
What a gem of a man. That's wonderful. Yeah.
So first I want to talk about one of the most complicated and spectacular mating rituals. Let's talk about some grebes.
Grebes?
You ever seen a grebe before?
Here's the thing. I think I've said this before. I look at a lot of birds, but I don't learn what their names are
right.
or where they're from.
Well, I think that you just have to ask questions and like listen. Mm. So when they introduce themselves,
okay.
focus on their name. Try to kind of associate it with something. So when they're like, you know, I'm Frank and I'm from Florida, you're
yeah.
like, Frank in Florida.
Okay.
And he's like a frigate bird and those are F, you know, that.
That helps.
Little
okay,
mnemonic
so,
devices to.
So a grebe.
A grebe. So grebes are a family of aquatic birds. They have many different species with a wide distribution. And I want to talk about one species of grebe in particular, the western grebe. So these grebes live in the lakes and marshes in western North America and in north and central Mexico. So here's a,
oh, great.
Here's a picture.
I've seen that bird before.
You've seen that bird?
Mm-hmm.
This one in particular?
Yes, I've seen. Well, I don't know if that photo, but I've seen that bird on the multiple bird Instagrams I follow. So I've seen a grebe, yes.
Yeah, so it's an aquatic bird. It kind of looks like smaller swan or like a goose, but it's got this sharply pointed bill.
Yeah.
And it's got a white underbelly, a black hooded head, and a black back, and brilliant bright red eyes.
It really does. It looks like a strung out like rock
yeah.
singer.
kind of got like a buzz cut, like a military
yeah.
buzz cut on oh. the top of its head too.
Right.
You know, females actually look pretty similar. There are some slight differences. Males have longer, thicker bills. And when preening themselves, this is males and females, all these birds, when preening themselves, they will swallow their own feathers to pad the insides of their stomach to protect it from fish bones.
Oh,
that's a fun. I don't know.
Good. Like, I mean, I've got a fishbone caught in my throat, and ugh, it's the
bad.
Worst. So
yeah,
if I
bad.
Could swallow some feathers
Should
to solve that.
Yeah, just empty out, like rip open a pillow and empty that out into your mouth. And
I'll do that as soon as I get home. Uh-huh.
We give good advice on this show.
Totally.
So they have one of the most beautiful involved mating dances of the bird world. It is a multi-stepped ritual and process.
I would expect nothing less.
So let's start at the beginning. First, they will send out a loud, high-pitched call, which is called advertising.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I mean, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Sex sells.
It does, doesn't it? Bird sex really sells.
Sure does.
That, you know, just like a cloacas make the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cloaca is the bird hole. That's
oh, okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah, you're
I was
welcome.
Just going to roll with
right,
it.
Right. Cloacas make of the money. Once they have made these calls and they will pair off, sometimes there's like an awkward third wheel, and they will try to compete to get the woo the female over to their side. But eventually they'll end up as a pair. And the first part of the ritual is the dip shake.
The dip shake.
And that's when they will mirror each other's actions and they'll sort of like dip their neck down and like dip their beaks and bills in the water. And it's sort of like a you know.
Like a synchronized swimming.
Exactly.
Like two swans dancing
sort
in the water.
Sort of a Fosse style. Like,
ooh, yeah,
like
with
that,
the shake.
With the shake, little shake and like jazzy, exaggerated movements.
Wonderful.
And then once they do this for a while and they seem to be into each other, They will run across the surface of the water like a couple of regular Jesus Christs.
Whoa.
or like Dash in The Incredibles. Remember scene where he's running across the water?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show this to you because this is...
I would love to see what that looks like.
You have to see what it looks like. So here you see the dip shake where they've paired off and they're kind of dipping their heads and making these graceful, elegant movements. And then they will just take off.
Oh, wow. They're just running on some tippy toes right across the water. Wow, this posture is certainly something.
Yeah, so they stick their heads up in the air and their wings backwards, and they just tippy tap over the water. It looks like they look like it's like a freaking bird ballet.
It's crazy. Wait, how far do they go?
They can go a good distance.
They just... Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, they can go like...
Is it the speed or their feet or like what is helping them not fall through the water?
Both. So they have these webbed feet and when they slap it against... Like, have you ever just like open-handed slapped water?
I have done that.
When you're really mad at the water?
That's not why, but I did it.
Jerk water.
Wow, you got some issues there with the water, Katie, yeah.
Look, let's not get into it. But,
okay.
But you feel that resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because your hand hasn't quite broken. In the water tension, the surface tension of the water. And so their feet are these little webbed feet. And so when they slap them against the water, they don't break through the surface tension right away. Now, if you do that fast enough and you've got enough velocity, you can actually run across the water.
Ugh, me? I can?
No.
Okay.
No, you're not a bird. Sorry.
Fine.
But they can slap their feet up to 20 steps per second, which is pretty impressive. I mean, can you do that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nope. Not without tripping and falling right into the water.
You would not get a mate. I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but it's a test of strength, fitness, and willingness. It's just really you're trying to impress the mate because it's a lot. Like I said earlier, these guys are going to have to spend a lot of time taking care of these eggs and then the chicks, and it's to see how far you're willing to go.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
And once they're done with this ostentatious display, they will dive headfirst into the water, kind of like they're exiting a water slide.
Okay.
And then if this all goes well, it's not done. The ritual is not complete.
Oh, I didn't think so. Two steps? No, that's too low for a bird mating thing.
If they're into each other, that comes the next step of the courtship, which is the weed ceremony.
Oh my God, what is that going to mean?
I'm going to preempt all the jokes. Of course, birds do not smoke cannabis.
Damn.
So... Look, I know everyone was going it. They were like, oh, man, Katie's going to make some sick weed jokes.
Hell
420,
yeah.
getting roasted. That's not a weed term. Look.
No, yeah.
Roasted,
no, it's not.
Getting blazed.
There you go.
There it is.
You're back on track.
Getting toasty.
Mm-hmm. Nope. That's
smoking the cotton. No? What
I
am
don't
I?
Think so.
What? Munching?
Reefer?
Reefer. Munching on those clouds.
We shouldn't do this.
No, we should stop. So what happens is they will hold a bunch of pond weeds in their bills, stare into each other's eyes, and wave their heads back and forth and circle each other. You have to see this.
Yeah, is this more fussy? This sounds like more of a, you know.
It's like, I don't know how to describe it. They have bills full of weeds, and they just kind of like...
Now... This I have questions about.
Sure.
What does this show off? They're literally just holding a bunch of weeds in their mouth and sort of shaking their head left and right like they're saying, no thanks, nope.
Here's the thing is I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess what this could mean, and I feel like... One thing birds do, and one thing that these birds do in particular is when they're nesting, so if the female is sitting on the eggs, the male will go out and get the female food, but then they'll switch off. So then the male will sit on the nest and the female will go out and get food for both the male and the chicks once they've hatched, or the female and the chicks. So it's basically, you know, they're trading off these responsibilities.
How good and equal.
I know, right?
We should all learn.
And they'll also like carry the chicks on their backs when they're out on the water. So I think that this could be sort of like, I'm not even sure, it's like offering each other these things, showing like, I will give you things. Now, okay. Like pond, it's almost like symbolic maybe, like this pond weeds.
Wow, it's birds not actual symbolism.
It's not actual, so it's almost like presenting someone a bouquet, like these are flowers. I'm not going to eat the flowers, but they look cool, I guess, sure. And thank you.
That's pretty funny. I do think we could delete that step.
Just take like a piece of bread and put it in the person's mouth and like, I will provide for
there
you.
There you go. That's enough, right? Yeah. Gotta edit some of these bird mating rituals. I'll delete whatever's too long. Yeah.
Well, now I want to move on to another bird dance, which is perhaps not as multi-stepped, but it is certainly as impressive.
Okay.
So this is the red-capped manakin, and we're actually going to talk about a few manakin bird species because they are extra, extra.
Can't wait.
So this is a little bird that lives in the humid forests in South America. The females look pretty normal. They're kind of a olive brown, greenish brown. They look a bit like a wren. Mm-hmm. Sort of a normal looking bird.
Sure.
Nothing to write home about. You know, nothing to write to your parents. Just like, I saw a bird. It was brown and small.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
They'd say,
okay.
So freaking what?
Yeah.
Don't contact me again.
Is that what your parents say to you?
No, they're nice.
That's
they want to hear about all the birds I've seen.
I hope nothing less for you.
But the males are spectacular. They have a brilliant red head, a black body, and bright yellow pants, which they're not, you know, they're feathery legs, but they look like little
pants.
Yeah, let me show you.
Let me see these pants.
They're spectacular. Look at that guy.
Wow. Yes, it is. It's like pants. They're like Shakespearean pantaloons there.
Yeah, yeah. Like little tights.
It's amazing. Now, this is a good bird eyeball.
Yes.
I love a dopey bird eyeball.
Yeah, it's got it's got these bright yellow eyes as well. So, you know, it's a very, I don't know, he looks like a backup dancer in like an 80s music video.
Oh, totally. Those yellow pants are like,
yeah, like
hammer pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, definitely.
Exactly. So they also have the moves to back up their flamboyant outfit. They will pick out a branch to be his courtship display area, and they will get the female's attention by snapping their wings and making buzzing sounds like little firecrackers.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes the dance. And how I could describe this is like a extremely rapid moonwalk. Like
I think I've seen this.
Yes, yes.
I think I've seen this bird in a video where someone edited a Michael Jackson song. And
this
then
is
this
that.
Bird.
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen this video.
This is that bird. So let me show you again, just to refresh your memory.
Oh, please. Very
also
impressive.
Because I want to see it again personally.
Oh yeah, he just like shimmies across the
he
little
shimmies.
Twig.
Incredible shimmying.
This is amazing.
It's the best shimmying I've ever seen.
I don't even know how he moves like that. It's like it's, you know those things in the airport where you, it's just like a walkway that moves
a
little faster?
Yeah, like the magic carpet.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. It looks like he's just standing on one of those.
And he's kind of sticking his butt in the air. He's showing off those yellow pants.
Yes.
He's flapping his wings. It's this whole spectacle. It is very Michael Jackson in the spectacle nature of it. But it is basically he is just hopping his little feet up and down extremely quickly. And he almost like if you've ever like had like one of, you know, those things that you get at a restaurant and they vibrate and it's like, come get your food.
Yeah.
And it's on the table and it just like kind of like goes across
the
table.
Oh, they move like this bird.
Yeah. I could have made a more dirty version of that, but I'm not going to.
It's okay. You just said that. Now we all
exactly.
did it ourselves in our minds.
So if his moves are good enough, then he can mate with a female. But if he's got to really, really put on a great show for her.
Damn, and you got to pick a good little twig branch.
Right,
something with no bumps so you can do your little moves.
Right, and you got to lay down some stage tape so you know where the start position is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You got to think about lighting the magic hour.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a lot to think about for a little bird.
It's tough.
Well, here's another species of manakin, and these ones actually resort to a wingman.
Oh.
A backup dancer wingman. So this is the male lance-tailed manakin, and they are found in tropical regions of Central and South America. They're small birds, again, pretty similar looking to the other, the red-capped manakin. And the females look almost exactly the same as the red-capped manakin females, mm-hmm. but the males are quite different. So they're mostly jet black with highlights of a bright red cap of feathers on their head, like a little baseball hat.
It looks like a beret to me.
Yeah, like a beret. That's a good point.
Yes.
And they have a brilliant blue cape of feathers across their backs.
This is like a French bird.
Oh, yes. You want to see my moves, oui?
Yes.
No? Yes? No?
I'm wearing a beret and a blue cape.
You will be impressed by my moves.
Watch me.
So, unlike most birds, they will actually have a wingman, and they...
No, I hear it. We got it.
Did you get it?
Wingman?
Do you get it?
Man.
The joke is birds aren't men. Nice. All right. So the manakins will engage in cooperative courtship where they will help each other out to woo the ladies. So the males will dance together in a sort of leapfrog pattern, flapping their wings as one jumps up and hops over the other, and they're singing and flapping and clacking the whole time.
Wow. Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
That's what it is, yeah.
These feats of acrobatics.
You will like this?
You see my butt? Now my butt is upside down.
Now it's his butt. Now it's my butt. Now it's his butt.
It's mesmerizing.
Perfect.
So there's usually an alpha male that gets to then mate with a female, and the other one is truly just the wingman. So why would they do this, right?
This is a question
These are unrelated birds. They aren't like siblings or something that are kind of working together.
Sure.
So this relationship of the alpha and beta, like the main dancer and the backup dancer, can last for years. And the alpha gets to mate with a female, and what the beta gets out of it is actually... he will be more likely to survive and then eventually become an alpha later on.
Oh, so everyone starts as a little beta.
Everyone starts at the bottom.
Hey, this is how dance companies work, man. You gotta be a backup dancer.
You gotta pay your dues. You gotta have like 20 unpaid internships before you can afford your rent.
That's right. Well, you made a sadder. Yeah, but that's true, for sure.
So they also work together to defend their territory. So that is also an explanation why the beta males get something out of it.
Where
You know, once the alpha like moves on or once they've done their deeds and learned from the alpha, then they kind of have a nice cushy setup there.
Mm-hmm.
But even more impressive is the blue manakin, which forms full-on boy bands for the ladies. Oh, I'm not even
joking.
How
many boys we talking?
We're talking up to 6 boys.
Whoa.
Maybe even more boys. Look, a lot of boys is the point.
It's like BTS up
here. Oh, yeah. Oh, these are the K-pop birds for sure.
Totally.
There's the sensitive one. There's like sort of the goofy one.
Mm-hmm.
So here they are. They kind of practice. And actually they're practicing in front of not a female, but a juvenile male, which has grown in. And this one is so funny. Like the alpha one is yelling at the other ones, trying to get him in line.
Get in line! Wait, practice this!
So now here's the real show. And here's all his 3 backup dancers.
Whoa.
And they do that same leapfrog pattern
with a whole band,
a whole boy band.
It's amazing.
Look at these boys go, and she's checking them out. And
wow,
what's really funny? So it looks like a bird carousel. They're flying up, they're scooting along the branch and then flying up and scooting it like a conveyor belt of these dancing birds.
Mm-hmm.
And the more birds, you know, like the more of this like spectacle, the more impressed this female is.
Yeah.
But she will ultimately only mate with the alpha. And like before we talked about, like these betas do get an advantage in terms of like someday they may be the ones. But this is a trip because like once the male then will break off and do sort of a solo dance to seal the deal.
Yes.
But look at these. His backup dancers are looking with absolute rapt attention to see if he gets to mate with the female.
He just wants their bros to get it. Their bros.
And they just watch as they mate. They're just completely rapt. It's so funny. But that's a wingman, right?
You just want your bro to succeed.
Like how, like opens the bedroom door for you and like watches and gives you guys a thumbs up and is like, yeah, man.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Snowball is a very special cockatoo who became an internet sensation and taught evolutionary biologists a thing or two about dance. Snowball showed an understanding of rhythm. His owners observed him bobbing his head in time to the Backstreet Boys song, Everybody Backstreet's Back, also demonstrating that birds can have really good taste in music. Videos were uploaded of Snowball's dance routines to YouTube, which not only caught the eyes of swooning fans, but of neuroscientists at the Neuroscience Institute of La Jolla, California. Dr. Anirudh Patel invited Snowball into his lab and played some of Snowball's favorite music. The researchers found that Snowball was able to adjust his dance movements to the tempo of the music, something previously thought to be a uniquely human characteristic. Could this mean that our ability and love of dance and music may go further back in our evolutionary history than previously thought? While we're not descended from birds, obviously, finding this ability in a completely different animal seems to indicate that dance moves are not unique to humans. Recent research suggests that bonobos and chimpanzees also have an ability to appreciate rhythm, though they aren't quite as adept as Snowball, the cockatoo. And a video of a sea lion at UC Santa Cruz shows her bouncing her head to Boogie Wonderland. So maybe dance is even more of a universal language than we thought. When we return, we're going to listen to some bird songs you can really, well, I'm not sure if you can dance to them, but they do slap, sometimes literally.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Birds are song machines. Traditionally, songbirds use their syrinx to produce complex calls and songs. That syrinx, unlike the larynx found in humans and other mammals, is located where the trachea forks off into the bronchial tubes of the lungs. So birds can actually vibrate two sides of their syrinx at once, producing simultaneous notes, or even two different independently controlled notes at once. They use these songs to communicate territory or to attract females for mating. And in general, it is the males who sing, whereas females have simple, more practical calls. But in the tropics, many female birds also sing, and sometimes pairs of birds will engage in duetting, where they sing together to see if they're a match or to strengthen their pair bond. Some birds have an incredibly complex repertoire of songs, like the brown thrasher, who has a discography of over 2,000 songs. Other birds may rely on just one simple but incredibly unique call, as we'll now discuss. So, Kimia?
Yeah?
I want to talk to you. This bird does not have a huge repertoire, doesn't have a really complex song, but it has one of my favorite bird calls of all.
It's like a one-hit wonder.
It's a one-hit wonder.
Nice.
Top of the charts forever.
Okay.
So this is the black-bellied bustard, and it is a ground-dwelling bird that lives in the grasslands and woodlands of sub-Saharan Africa. It's about 2 feet long. It's got a long neck and pointed beak and long legs. They're kind of a tan, buff color. The males have a black belly lined in white streaks. Well, how would you describe this bird? It's sort of like
I don't know. This is wrong because it's a whole different family of birds, but it's like pheasant-ish,
yeah.
Turkey-ish.
No, I think that's appropriate.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's kind of a lot more simple. It's more like brown colored, a little sleeker, longer neck, not as many doodads coming off of it.
But them legs.
But it's them legs
some
though.
Good legs.
But those legs though.
Yep.
Good legs. And they are omnivores. They basically eat whatever they can get in their mouths. So seeds, nuts, berries, small mammals, snakes, lizards, bugs, anything.
Okay.
Your hands.
Yikes!
So the males will try to win over females with a very interesting mating call. It kind of sounds like a wheezy whistle and then like a champagne bottle being uncorked.
No.
So let me have you listen to this.
Okay. What?
And that's their only mating call.
That's the only thing they do. It sounds like, you know, that trick where you put like your thumb in your mouth and then you flick it to
Can you
it.
Do that?
I can't do
Hang
it.
Hang on, let me try. It's
okay.
Not gonna.
Meh, it's more of a pop.
Yeah,
it's the one where you like tap your cheek. Yeah, and it sounds like a little drop of water. We can't do it as good as this bird, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to attract any female black-bellied bustards with that garbage.
No way.
But yeah, it sounds like a champagne bottle being uncorked.
Mm-hmm.
And like there are some accounts of these biologists saying like they were in these woodlands and just like heard, they thought it was a champagne bottle.
Wow.
And it's just like, what is that?
Was the reverse happen? Those biologists just out there partying,
you pop
popping
open
some champagne,
a bottle of champagne
and a bunch of females.
Just a bunch of horny birds come over.
We heard you. We're ready.
I mean, it works on me, to be honest. Get it? Get it?
I get it.
Yes.
We got it.
So let's look at another pretty spectacular bird mating call. So this is the club-winged manakin. Now, I love this bird because, again, it's another manakin. And these are just crazy birds that go all out with mating. And this one is a great example of that evolution of beauty idea because their evolutionary traits for their bird call have kind of hampered them, kind of been a handicap for them. But it's really effective for mating. So let me show this to you.
Okay.
Just pooped.
I did see that.
Now, kind of describe what you're seeing there, Kimia.
Okay, well, it dips its head down, it sticks its butt up, and then it looks like it's like you blew into a whistle. Like this whole bird turns into a whistle, and it makes like the tweet sound, and then its butt comes up in the air, and its wings sort of fan out.
And what if I told you it's not using its syrinx at all to make this noise?
Yeah, I knew it. It's coming out of its butt, isn't it?
No.
Come on.
It's actually coming out of its wings.
Oh.
So this is the club-winged manakin, and they like to beep, pop, and lock it, basically.
Tight.
And that little, like, beep, beep.
Yep.
That is the sound of their wings vibrating. So
Whoa.
They're found in the cloud forest of the Andes Mountains of Colombia and Ecuador. They use their wings in a way very similar to how crickets rub their wings together and chirp. Yeah, so their wings have these stiff, modified feathers that will produce sounds when smacking against each other when the bird shakes them. So, like, kind of like a bunch of castanets, I guess.
Okay.
And so they have evolved these solid wing bones. Like, as you know, like, a lot of wing bones are actually kind of hollow, which allows better flight.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be solid, otherwise they would just snap these wings in half when they're vibrating them. And when they're doing this, like, wing beatboxing.
Yeah.
And it can shake its wings over 100 times a second, creating complex sounds. And this makes their wings less efficient for flying, but great at buzzing.
Can they fly?
Yeah, they can.
But it's just, they're just
worse.
Heavier?
Yeah,
they're
more clumsy flying. Seems like that would be bad for their overall fitness,
sure.
But the ladies love it.
The ladies love a man who can't fly very good.
It's kind of like, I mean, like, I feel like this happens in human culture a lot, but the inverse, where women do stuff like we have to wear high heels,
mm-hmm.
or do these, this crazy stuff to, like, look attractive, but then we can't walk.
That's true. Then this is this bird.
This is this bird. And, you know, I feel like it's just not, it's these standards, you know?
Yep.
Having solid bones in your wings? Come on.
Dang.
The media.
Female gaze, man.
Yeah, exactly. And now I want to talk about another bird. This is called the capuchin bird, sort of like the capuchin monkey. Yeah, exactly. Named after the same group of monks. And you will find out why once you take a look at these guys. Let me get you a picture.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture. This is a funny looking bird.
Yeah, so it's about the size of a small crow, and while it's not closely related to crows and it's not a corvid, it kind of looks like, say you gave a crow a big fluffy brown body, and then it just has a bald forehead and beak.
It's got that crow face, and then, it just looks like it's wearing some, like, very fuzzy brown jacket. Exactly, with a hood up or something.
Yeah, like a big fuzzy brown parka. I think they're named after the capuchins because it looks like a hood.
Yeah,
it does. It's like a brown hooded monk's robe.
These look like the Spy versus Spy guys. This bird.
Yeah, the face does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're found in the humid forests in South America, and males and females look basically the same.
Okay.
I mean, look. They look how they look, you know?
That's them.
That's them. They aren't really going to impress you with their beauty.
No.
So males will gather in leks high in the forest canopy. Now, so a lek is like a big group, a big area where male birds will come to display for females. So it's
like a stage.
Like a stage where a bunch of, or like a runway where they're all just like, here's my stuff.
A lek for their looks.
A lek for their looks.
You
I
got
love it.
It.
I
there
love
you go.
That. Good. Nice. Nicely done. So they, rather than try to impress the females with their beauty, which is non-existent. No, I love these birds.
They're fun looking,
they're,
but my
I
kind
like
of fun, which is weird.
Right.
So.
No, I love them. I'm into them.
Yep.
But their main thing is they're a very interesting call. And when I say interesting, it's not quite like this isn't like amazing singing. This isn't like Lizzo, but they are singing their truth. So.
Okay. It's like me singing.
This
perhaps.
Is, yes. Yes. No, I'm there with you. So
okay.
Here it is.
Very flat.
A little bit. A little flat, a little pitchy.
Yeah. Okay, get it. Sure.
That I don't know. I'm a little turned on by that.
Wow, you love a solemn, flat, pitchy.
I love a sort of growling buzz.
Yeah.
Moan thing going on, you know?
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's cool about these guys is that they have these big air sacs on their throats that will inflate, and they will act as these resonance chambers that allow them to be heard over great distances.
Ooh.
So when they do sort of these very odd sounding booty calls, you can hear it all the way across from the other side of the forest canopy.
Damn, they got some good reception. Yeah.
4 bars.
Hell yeah.
But you can actually, so the skin on these air sacs is kind of thin, so when they, like, inflate it,
you
it's under
it.
Their feathers, but you can, like, see the light beaming through their throats.
Whoa!
And kind of glowing. It's okay. Incredible. Yeah, and I'm into these birds. I love
Sounds
these guys.
Sounds like it.
And I do also like that they kind of look like Capuchin monks, and they also like their chants are these sort of like these Gregorian chants of like.
That's true. Oh man,
it's very mystical. I feel like I'm in a fantasy world where these birds are going to take me on some kind of spiritual journey.
Oh, you can become the queen of the Capuchin birds,
or like you know the Dark Crystal universe.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
are like.
Oh, these birds are for sure. In
these
there.
Are for sure. Sort of like. Not like like the you have the Uru and the Skeksis, but these are like yeah. this Uru Skeks where it's like they have both that the sort of mystics and that weird bird face going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. and so now here's maybe the goofiest call in the
wait.
Bird kingdom. This is the willow grouse, or also called the willow ptarmigan. And it's a small grouse, which is a ground-dwelling bird. Kind of like, they're sort of look a little bit like...
this looks like a chicken to me, if yeah. I'm looking at the same...
Yeah, like a sort of chicken-shaped.
Yeah.
But they've got kind of a marbled reddish-brown coloration. Mm-hmm. Females have a more subdued brown. And also males have these eye wattles, so these fleshy extensions off the top of the eye that become red and engorged during mating season. So it looks like super awesome eyeshadow.
Cool.
But the best part of these birds is absolutely their mating calls. So let me...
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Do it again.
Yep.
What? Oh my God, they sound like Crazy Frog, that ringtone.
Yeah, or like, what was like the cow in a can? Or
oh yeah,
like,
you just tip it over.
Yeah. I can't do it. Let's hear it one more time.
Okay.
Okay, because this is just so good. It's so goofy. It's
can't
so goofy. I can't.
It's too much.
Wow. I can't do it.
Good for them.
It's so good. So that wins the goofiest.
It
mating
sure
call.
Does. Yeah.
But the females are into it. They love it.
I love it.
I love it too.
I picked this one. This is good.
This isn't the mating game.
Sorry.
Yet.
I'm sorry.
Keep your feathers on. All right.
I'm sorry.
So the loudest bird on Earth is...
Oh, no. This is called the loudest bird on Earth.
Played at full volume into our earphones.
Oh, boy.
So I want to talk about the male white bellbird. And they scream at females at... This is not a joke. They scream at females at rock concert levels.
Wow.
And so these birds live in the Amazon rainforest. It's actually in the same family of birds as the Capuchin bird, but they look wildly different.
Whoa,
so,
what's that thing on their nose?
Yeah, so that's a wattle. So first let me tell people what you're looking at.
My bad.
No, that's cool. I just love that the introduction of this bird is, what the hell is that
thing on its nose?
What is going on with this bird? So they're about the size and shape of a crow, maybe a little smaller, but the females are brownish olive color and the males are snow white. They have these big gray mouths and a long gray wattle. And that's what you're seeing, that fleshy protuberance.
Okay.
Sort of like the wattle on a turkey. But that dangles off the side of his beak, and it's nearly the length of his entire body.
That's why I was very excited.
It's a big old flesh tassel. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's its purpose, is to excite the females. So it's got you already.
I'm in.
But this ridiculous kind of fleshy beak tassel is not enough to woo the ladies. Instead, they have to scream at ear-damaging levels. So they can produce a sound that can reach 125 decibels. So that's about as loud as a jet plane takeoff, a siren, or a pneumatic drill.
No way.
Yeah. So you want to hear it?
I guess.
Here, let me, just to be safe, I'm going to turn the laptop down just a scooch.
Okay.
Look at this guy. I love when he turns his head, the wattle just jiggles uncontrollably.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's an alarm.
Yeah.
It just has like a hollow, echoey, like, yeah, it does. It's reaching far. And, yep, there it is.
It's just like if you go you go on a date and a guy just like blasts an air horn in your
face. That's it. I'm here. Let's date. Damn.
So once the male has lured a female to his perch, he'll blast one more loud note in her face.
What? And she's super into romantic. This?
Well, actually, what's funny is the females seem to catch on that the males are going to pull this stunt because, like, in preparation, they kind of scoot back a couple feet.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's on the nose where it's like these males just going at like, siren levels of wailing, just like, come get this.
Yes.
Come on, get this. Come get this bird.
Oh my gosh. And then it's like they scream a huge thank you in their face once you do get picked.
Thank you for choosing me.
Jeez. Yikes.
Why do humans enjoy song? This question has puzzled psychologists, neurologists, and evolutionary biologists for a long time. Music is universal, found in every culture all over the world, and has been ubiquitous throughout known human history. We do know why music makes us feel good, neurologically speaking. It sets off the dopamine reward centers of the brain, like those that are triggered after eating. The question as to why it sets off the brain's reward pathways is more mysterious, but there was one compelling theory from philosopher, composer, and music theorist Leonard Mayer. In the 1950s, he argued that music is all about the setup of expectations. The pattern of rhythm and melody sets us up to make predictions about what note or beat will come next, and we're rewarded when we guess right, or perhaps surprised and intrigued when we guess wrong. It's almost like a slot machine, where we put our guesses in and notes come out, and addictive game of auditory chance. And the fact that these same dopamine reward systems are associated with sex and drugs may make the lyrics sex, drugs, and rock and roll a bit on the nose or on the beak. When we return, we're going live on the set of the popular bird dating game show, The Mating Game!
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to The Mating Game, the bird matchmaking show. I'm your host and wingwoman, Katie Golden. Like a seagull, yes?
Gotcha.
Laugh. Ha. Four hopeful contestants will strut their stuff in an effort to impress our lucky guest, Kimia, the... Well, wait, what kind of bird are you, anyways?
Oh, Kimia. Okay, what bird can I insert into my name? Did a gull? Oh, what you got, Katie? What you got for
Kimia,
me?
Kimia, but Partridge?
Partridge! Wonderful. I knew I could count on you.
So, Kimia, you can ask our hopeful contestants a series of questions to see who you would like to take out on a date. You and the winner will get an all-expenses-paid dining experience at Shea Worms, a restaurant that serves only worms.
Wow.
Piles and piles and piles of worms.
Wow, one of us is going to be really excited about that. Yeah.
So, Kimia,
yeah.
Are you ready to meet your suitors?
I can't wait. Yeah.
So, contestant number one is Howard the Bowerbird from Papua New Guinea. Contestant number two is Frank the Frigate Bird from the Galapagos Islands. Contestant number three is Kevin the Kiwi from New Zealand. And contestant number four is Scourge Skull the Bald Eagle from the U.S.
Wow. Okay, I guess, I'm not looking for anything too serious, but I would like to know, you know, I notice what, people are wearing when I first look at them. So I was just wondering, like, how would you guys impress me with your looks to start?
So, contestant number one, Howard the Bowerbird, how would you answer Kimmy's question?
Yeah, I'm a flame bowerbird. My name is Howard. Howard the Bowerbird. I am a flame bowerbird, and I can be the flame to set your heart on fire. As you can see, the outfit I'm wearing is very, very spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a flaming red head, and yes, that sort of, I like how it turns into this ombre, into this bright yellow at around my belly. And I have these yellow eyes, and I wear these black fingerless gloves for the fashion, yeah?
Yes.
And I think I look, I am the most spectacular bird here. Look, I am not going to mince words about it. I blow these other birds out of the water.
Wow, Howard, you are on fire.
Yes, oh, I get it. You're very funny.
Okay,
I love
you.
It. I love it.
Wow, thanks, yeah.
Contestant number two, Frank the Frigate Bird. How would you answer Kimmy's question? What kind of outfit are you going to wear to your date?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so my name is Frank. Frank, I'm a frigate bird. In fact, I happen to be a magnificent frigate bird. Look, what can I say? The title is accurate, huh?
Sure.
I live on the Galapagos Islands. I got some cousins in Florida, though, if you want to ask. So I'm kind of a big fella. I'm about 45 inches high. I got a wingspan of 8 feet. Not to brag. So there's a lot of me. Look, but the way I dress, it is mostly practical.
Mm.
I got a long hooked beak. It's perfect for catching fish. Like, I will catch fish. It is a great beak for catching fish.
Okay.
I can shove so many fish in there, you would not believe. I got this handsome inky black feathers. And okay, so, you know, I am a guy of practicality, but
sure.
I do like to impress the ladies. So
okay.
When we're on a date, I got this big red gular pouch like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, boy.
And when we are on my date, I'm sorry, when we are on our date,
yeah.
I will inflate this gular pouch and it will look like a big red balloon. It is incredible.
I love balloons. That's so wonderful, Frank.
Are you going to love this balloon? I can tell you.
Okay.
tell you.
All right, Frank.
So now, contestant number three, Kevin the Kiwi, what would you wear on your date?
So my name is Kevin the Kiwi. I'm from New Zealand. Look, what can I say? I am, this is basically my only outfit. I'm a small brown bird. I do not have the capability of flight. look, I am covered in fluffy brown fur.
Yeah.
And I've got a bit of a long beak. And at the tips of my bike, now this is sort of interesting. I hope you like this. I hope you find this interesting.
Okay.
I've got nostrils at the tip of my bike. Mm-hmm. And you see, what I use that is I stick them in the ground, right?
Okay.
And I get worms out of the ground. Get lots of worms.
Okay, yeah, you can get a lot of worms. Can you get as many worms as Frank can get fish?
Well, I don't like to, you know, compare myself to
others. That's what I'm here for. Kevin.
I'm pretty...
I'm sorry. I overwhelmed Kevin.
I'm pretty
it's
fluffy.
Okay. Hey, yeah,
really
you're
fluffy,
a cute little guy.
I'm shaped like a little ball.
Yes, you are. You look like the fruit, the kiwi.
Now, Scourge Skull, the bald eagle, what would you say you would wear on your first day?
Listen, my name is Scourge Skull.
You're a bad boy.
I'm a bald eagle. Listen, I live in the U.S. of A. I'm pretty into metal. But, you know, on our first date, I wear this. What do I say? I think I look pretty metal already. I've got razor sharp talons for ripping flesh off of creatures, for digging into the skin of a fish and ripping it out of the water. I've got a brown jacket.
I know. I like your jacket.
I actually really like it. My grandma gave it to me.
Yeah. I like the confidence that you don't, you know, no comb overs or nothing.
You rock it out. You rock it out, man. Look, you know, the lifestyle, the metal lifestyle, it's all about just like you accept your mortality.
Mm-hmm.
And look, being a bald eagle, look, it's not, there's no shame in being a bald eagle. It is, you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I don't have hair up top. I've just got some feathers, but you know what? Like, that doesn't mean, like, look, I embrace my mortality. It could happen at any time. Who cares? Who cares what my flesh vehicle on this planet looks like, you know?
Yeah, rock and roll. Okay. Wow, that was very impressive. You guys are all very impressive. Well,
oh, yeah, thank you. I know you're going to choose me.
Howard, so far, you do look the best.
I'm Howard the Power, but
yes,
I'm very
I know.
Fancy.
Well, here's what I would like to know. So, I know what you guys look like now, but what would we do maybe on our first date? What would you do to impress me instead of like what you look like, you know?
Howard the Bowerbird, how would you answer this?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, Howard.
Oh, do I have a great date for you.
Okay.
So I will build for you a bower. Oh. You get it? It's in my name.
It's in your name?
Yeah,
it's
in my name.
What's a bower, Howard?
So, okay. I'm so excited. So in my area, in my little area,
yeah.
I have gathered the most spectacular sticks for you. And I have built a hallway out of sticks.
Okay.
Now, this is the best part. Uh-huh. I have put berries inside of this hallway of sticks.
Oh.
And they are blue. I've even put some flowers and berries. I really like the color blue. And I have decorated it with the most beautiful berries.
Wow.
And, you know, you will... Here's what will happen. I will call you over, and you will come towards my bower. It's very fancy.
Yeah.
And then you will look into my eyes.
Okay.
You will see the pupils in my eyes. They are dilating.
You're, like, hypnotizing me, Howard?
Well, it's very mesmerizing,
okay,
yes?
Yeah.
So you look into my eyes. They get bigger and smaller. And one eye pupil gets big, and the other one gets small, and they dilate.
Really, you're slowly losing me, Howard.
No. Listen, okay, you don't like that? Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool. We move on.
Okay.
So now I do a dance for you.
Okay, I'm back in.
Yes, so I wave my arm very slow, like a matador. You see my arm waving? Oh,
yep.
yes. It's you. And now I do a dance I look to call the sprinkler.
Sprinkler?
Yes,
okay.
The sprinkler dance.
Cool.
I'm actually going to show you.
Please do.
Now, here's a description for the listeners. Kimia is now watching Howard the Bowerbird as he does a very unique dance for her. So as Howard the Bowerbird dances, he extends his wing, he puffs out his feathers, and you know the sprinkler dance move?
Totally.
He's doing that a lot. And he looks extremely... He thinks he is hot stuff here.
That's some hot stuff. I have to agree.
You like it, yes.
Yes, Howard.
Oh,
I like your dance.
I have the moves.
Yes.
And then to seal the deal, you know what I have for you?
What?
I have a present.
Oh?
It's a berry.
Oh, I figured. Yeah. Thank you, Howard.
Now, Frank the Frigate Bird, what would you do on your first date?
Well, listen, we're going to go to the Lek, right? You know, everybody meets at the Lek.
Sure.
Right? We all go to the Lek.
Yeah.
I like what you coined earlier, Lek, to show off your look.
Yeah.
It's cool. So we go to the Lek, and I'm going to be straightforward with you. I inflate my big red knapsack.
Oh.
I inflate it all big. It's like a big red balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what happens. There's going to be a lot of guys here, but if any guy tries to steal you away, he looks at you wrong, I'm going to pop his neck balloon with my big old beak.
Oh, my God. Does he die?
Well, no, but he doesn't got a neck balloon anymore.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, he looked at you funny. So
I'm
not going to stand for it. He looked at you funny. I'm going to pop his neck balloon.
Okay.
And listen, you don't got to worry about building no nest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take care of that for you.
Thank you.
You like my neck balloon?
I do. It's good.
It's big, right?
It's a big.
It's really big.
It's
neck
really
balloon.
It's really all you care about, I think, Frank. Your big neck balloon.
Now, Kevin the Kiwi, what would you do on your first date?
Well, all right. So on our first date, I figured we'd meet up in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
It was
a bit forward, I think.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be forward.
No, it's okay.
So I was thinking, we can do it whatever you want. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sort of, I'd say I'm pretty submissive. I'll basically take your
lead. I can tell that about you, Kevin.
I'll let you call the shots. And I figure if you want me to, listen, I will ask you permission. But what I'd really like to do is touch a bum with me beak. Is that all right?
You want to touch my bum with your beak?
If you're all right with it.
Okay.
And what I thought we'd do is I just sort of tap your bum with me beak. And
isn't this the beak that you bragged about having those nostrils on the end of?
Oh,
so
yes,
you
that's
can
exactly.
Stick it into the ground.
It's all, I love getting worms out of the ground with my beak.
Okay, I know.
And I'll tap you. If you'd like me to, I'll tap your bum with my beak.
I'll allow it. Yeah. Then what?
And then, if you like me, I'll be with you the rest of my life.
Oh, that's it.
However
that's your
long
one move.
My life is, yeah.
Wow.
We'll be together forever, yeah.
Forever? That's...
Well, as long as I live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you just one and done, huh?
Well, you know, I feel like commitment.
Okay.
I like security.
All right, Kevin.
I like to feel taken care of.
Thank you for answering my question.
You're welcome. I love you.
Oh, no.
So now, Scourge Skull, the bald eagle, what would you do on your first date?
I figure on our first date, we fly up into the sky. We get up like almost into the stratosphere, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we lock our razor sharp talons together, and then we twirl around, and as we spin, as we fall down, down, down towards the ground in a totally brutal death spiral. I mean, like, we could die if we don't, like, pull up at the last second, which I think is pretty friggin' sweet.
Sure.
If you like it, if you're into it, and you're into me, it's like, it's ride or die, my dude. Like, I am in it for life. For life.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah, I will. If the whole death spiral thing doesn't kill us first, like, I am in it ride or die, baby.
You are hardcore, man. Okay. Wow.
So, Kimia, how are you feeling about the contestants?
So far, I think I'm into. Certainly, I have a front runner here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh my God, Scourge, get him! Oh my God, Scourge Skull has got Kevin in his mouth. Get him! Spit him out! Spit him out!
I saw this coming.
Hey, spit him out! No! Spit! Get to. All right, well, so now we have three contestants.
Eight, Kevin?
I mean, look, you know, they did sign a waiver, so what can I say? So,
Kevin was sweet, but, you know, I was not going to pick Kevin.
Well, good thing, because he's gone now.
So sad.
So your options, contestant number one, Howard the Bowerbird. Oh, I hope you'll pick me. I don't think you will be disappointed.
Okay.
Contestant number two, Frank the Frigate Bird. Listen. I put myself out there. If you like it, if you like the Frank, you like the Frank. If you don't like the Frank, what am I going to do? I'm not going to change for you.
Okay.
I can do that. Contestant number three,
Kevin.
I'm still alive.
Oh, really?
It's quite dark in here. It's very dark.
Okay.
I feel it's a bit of moisture I'm not used to.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's fine.
We'll try to get you out of there, buddy.
Do you want to stay friends?
Yeah, well, let's do that. We'll stay friends.
I guess I'm just, I'm not really sure what to do. I guess I'm a little cross one down here or something.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
And contestant number 4, Scourge Skull the Bald Eagle.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be totally metal if we went out, man.
I know you think that.
It'd be totally, totally sick and awesome.
Okay.
All right, so who do you choose, Kimia?
Well, listen, I'm not really into near-death experiences, so I don't think I'm gonna date Scourge Skull the Bald Eagle. I'm so sorry.
It's fine, man. Listen, metal's not about, it's not about making people do what they don't want to do. It's about living life and, like, being out there with your emotions, being honest. So appreciate the honesty, man.
Wow, you're pretty open. I actually like that answer more than all the other things you've said.
Oh, damn it.
It's okay.
Jeez.
We're already past this. And you know what? As much as I love Joey on The Circle, I do think Frank is lacking a lot of, did you watch The Circle?
No.
Don't even worry
about
it.
Frank, did you watch The Circle?
Yeah, definitely. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, Frank, you're just trying to relate to me, I think. But you're sweet, but I'm a little worried about how brash you are. So.
All right. Well, listen, some people don't like the Frank lifestyle, and that's okay.
Okay. Well, thanks. So, looks like I choose Howard.
Oh, I knew you would choose me.
I know, you knew.
It's weird. My accent is weird. It's like I'm from Germany, but I'm actually from Papua New Guinea. Isn't that weird?
Yes, it is a weird Papua New Guinea accent. I mean.
Yeah, but I am so happy you've chosen me. I have so many berries for you.
Perfect. I can't wait for the berries and the baskets and the whatever dance you're
going to
do.
Going to do such a sprinkler dance for you.
Can't wait.
Well, thank you for playing the mating game.
Wow, I found a mate, too. I'm very excited.
You found Howard the Bowerbird. And look, if you don't like him, I mean, next mating season, you can pick another one.
That's what's good, you know?
Yeah.
They
came on a little strong, a little fast.
Yeah, they were like, please don't touch my bum, Kevin.
Well, I'll be so quiet from in here.
You can't do anything from in there, thank goodness.
Thank you all for joining us for The Mating Game. The Mating Game is not responsible for anyone who gets eaten by other contestants. If anyone gets eaten by other contestants, please do not repeat the actions that you've seen. Do not try this at home. Do not actually date a bird at home. And I wear a helmet. Everyone wear a helmet. All times, just wear helmets. Helmets all the time. Well, Kimia, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much.
For being a contestant on The Mating Show. I mean, it seems like you've kind of found bird love.
I did find
great.
Bird love. Yeah. Like I said in the beginning, I'm all kinds of bird lover.
Bird love is one of the greatest loves that you can find when it comes to birds, is
true.
What I always say.
It's good.
So before we go, I want to do a quick koala update corner. I don't know, maybe I'll do some like a musical thing like koala update, maybe like a siren sound. Something's going in here right now. Koala update, maybe a kookaburra. I don't know, whatever I can find for free on the internet. Koala update. So thank you guys so much for voting in our koala off. Here at Creature Feature, we are going to officially adopt a koala from the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital. And you guys voted, and I'm gotta say, so it was actually pretty, a lot closer than I thought it would be. The runner-up is Crescent Head Jimmy. Barrington Xavier didn't quite make the cut. Sorry, Barrington. Paul was also up there. But the winner is, drum roll, koala roll, kookaburra roll, it's Oxley Twinkles. So I'm going to adopt Oxley Twinkles. You know what? Maybe I do feel bad that Crescent Head Jimmy, you know, maybe I'll toss in a donation for Crescent Head Jimmy too. Thank you guys so much for voting. Again, visit the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital website. I'll include a link in that if you want to adopt a koala of your own and help out, because they really do need the help right now given the fires in Australia that really, really hurt the koala population. But I think if we all work together with koala kind, we can make it through. So do you have any koalas to plug, or it doesn't have to be koalas?
I have, well, I don't have any koalas to plug, but I do think everybody else should go plug a koala, and perhaps I will go as well. But here's my regular plug. You can follow me on Instagram at childclown or Twitter at childclown with an underscore because somebody else had to, you know, be careful.
Oh my God. It's probably that frickin' frigate bird.
Ugh. Frank.
Frank.
Jeez. I'm a big child clown. It sounds fun. One bird.
Hey, why not? I don't know what I was doing with Frank. Like I it was like Frank. A Fonz almost, but then I guess season two of The Wire. I'm not really sure what I was doing.
Yeah, he's great though. No hard feelings.
So you can find us on the internet, Creature Feature Pod. Wait, actually no, sorry. We've actually moved to the iHeartRadio website now. So it's actually, if you go onto the iHeartRadio, iHeart.com and you look for Creature Feature, you can find our webpage. And if you go onto the main Creature Feature page, you can find all the episodes and all the footnotes and everything. You can also find us on Instagram at Creature Feature Pod. On Twitter at Creature Feet Pod, that's F-E-A-T, F-E-E-T leads you to a slightly different Twitter account. And you can find me personally on Twitter at Katie Golden. And of course, as always, I am at ProBirdWrites, who may or may not have paid me off to do this episode. But look, I mean, I did it not because of the pressure of my boss, who is secretly a bird. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, you know, go ahead and click on, there are buttons, I think, that have stars on them. If you click, like, all five stars, I think something special happens, like a little bit of confetti just appears in front of me. In real life, like a confetti cannon just shoots at me in real life. And I'm like, wow, someone likes me. And it's really nice. And then if you want to leave a review, but honestly, even if you just subscribe and download the episodes, that really does help out like even more than you probably know. Thanks to the Space Cossacks for their super birdie song, Exolumina. Creature Feature is a production of iHeartRadio. To hear more shows like this, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. See you next Wednesday.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.